Carol Andrews is our host for Wild Gardening with Carol Andrews. She's the president of the Wild Ones Minnesota Arrowhead chapter, and she's got ideas about native plants for your yard and garden. Wild Gardening with Carol Andrews. And this morning, we are going to learn a little bit about Latin so that we can go forth for the rest of the day and spout a few Latin phrases here and there and make everyone that we know envious and definitely impressed. Carol, good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa.
So we're going to learn a little Latin this morning.
We are, because we're going to talk about three spring ephemerals. When Larry Weber was talking last Friday morning about the things he was seeing on his treks when he is walking around southern Minnesota, he talked about spring ephemerals. And just as a reminder, that refers to ephemerals, something that is short-lived or lasts a brief time. So these are the plants that grow in woodlands, and they pop up before the trees leaf out and do all their stuff real fast, amazingly fast. They leaf out, they bloom, they spread, they go to seed very quickly, and it provides a nice early food source for insects and a good source of entertainment for your eyes as well if you get out for a walk in the woods. So I'm hoping to get out this weekend and see if any are starting to bloom in Minnesota, since we're having an earlier spring. It's usually something you'd see out in the woods in May, and Jay Cook is a classic place to go, but I know there's plenty in Hartley and other places. So spring ephemerals are things like Trillium is probably one of the most well-known, but I thought I would talk about three that I picked out because, A, I happen to know that they are offered for sale by at least one or more local native plant nurseries, and because they have such awesome Latin names, and then talk about trying to grow them at home.
All right. All right. So we're getting ready to write it all down.
Write it all down.
Okay.
Spring ephemeral number one, large-leafed bellwort, also known as Uvularia grandiflora. Isn't that a good one? Uvularia grandiflora. And this is one that, especially when I've seen it growing along a hillside at Jay Cook, it gets about 1 to 2 feet tall, and it has yellow flowers hanging down like the uvula on the back of the throat.
Get it? It all comes together. See how this all comes together? Okay, go ahead.
Yep, so largely bellwort. And then there's another bellwort, so it's also uvularia, but uvularia sessifolia. It's not quite as tall, and it's, instead of being yellow, it has a cream-colored flower, but it's the same thing. It hangs down underneath. So as with many of these plants, I think especially with the spring ephemerals, because there's a nodding trillium where it's the same thing, is make sure to spend some time lying on the ground in the woods, because you see some of these flowers, you really might not notice as much from the top. And if you've ever gone for a flower walk with Larry, you know it's up and down and up and down. Everybody's on their bellies half the time poking under things, because a lot of these spring ephemerals, they're not very tall. In fact, the bellwort is some of the taller ones. So the sessile leaf bellwort, and the sessile leaf is, you kind of almost have to look it up, a certain way that the leaf clasps the stem. So that's the cool thing with that. It almost looks like somebody took and sewed the stem of the plant up through the leaf. It's really cool. So that's your sessile leaf bellwort. And then the third one, starflower, the Latin for that is Trientalis borealis.
Ooh, nice.
It rhymes. And all that one, it only gets 4 to 6 inches tall, but you can definitely see those flowers looking down on it because it looks like a star. It's white, and all three of these like to grow in rich woods. And so that gets to the subject of trying to grow them at home. Where I have tried a few of these things, including some of the bellworts, with very limited luck in my highly compacted, not that shady urban yard. And so I have one bloodroot that ekes out a living. It should have, if it was in a place where it was happy, it would have spread and be a patch probably, you know, at least 4 foot square by now.
Right.
And it just comes up, you know, over and over, one little thing, and tries, maybe some years it blooms, some years it doesn't, other years it's just one little leaf. Because the little shade that I have are apple trees, and they get too trampled under there by kids, and I have clay soils. And most of these do much better in a loamy sand. They like it, you know, nice and damp in the spring, but over the summer, you have to keep in mind, they don't die. They're like just like other perennials that go to sleep in the fall and rest through the winter. These will send up their leaves, then the leaves appear to die off, and you need to not panic. It just means they are said, okay, the trees are leafed out, we're done, and they'll go dormant for the year. But while they're dormant, you don't want their roots to get too wet and sitting in wet soil and things like that. So you have to have the right soil. So it's not going to work in just every yard, but if you have a yard, especially with maple trees, oak trees, you know, that sort of woodland setting, perch trees, where you can have an area that's not trampled by kids and maybe that's kind of a thin lawn now, think about trying to take some of that and try out some of these plants. And they're not cheap because they take a long time to grow. Some of them take, like trillium, I think, from seed to flower, 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're buying them, they might have already been growing for 3 or 4 years, a couple of them at the nursery. So you might be paying $4 or $5 each. So it might not be the big, you know, something you want to plant an acre of, but they are so beautiful and that early spring satisfaction.
Well, it sounds like for many folks here, depending on where you're going to put them, you're going to really need to amend your soil, or as you're planning your wild garden, you kind of have to plan them in.
That's two good points, right, is testing your soil, and if it's compacted or it's real clay, you might have to, you know, you could try building, you know, like a raised bed or building up a mound with compost and loamy soil, just import some loamy soils. Also, you need to plan ahead in that you might want to mix something in like ferns so that after the show of the ephemerals is done, you don't just have the bare soil. And the other thing that is recommended is to mulch annually with shredded leaves, although if you're planting them someplace where they're under a nice big shade tree, just don't rake the leaves off and they'll start to get build up that natural humus layer that you would get in a woodland. Oh, but don't collect them from the wild. I've got to remember to say that.
Right. Because a lot of these ephemerals are actually protected species. They're like itty-bitty spotted owls. You can't just go out and just help yourself.
Right. There is a Minnesota Wildflower Protection Act that, like you said, covers trillium and quite a few of these flowers. But you can purchase a few of them, not a lot of them. And that's another thing is I know people who've looked online, and you can order them as in a box. Get shipped to your door. You can order them online, dormant. And that is a possibility. I have a friend who he had them growing in Duluth in a yard that worked out great. It was down by Lake Superior, and he would divide and sell them online. The thing to be careful of with that, though, is then you get into genotype. And a lot of these same ephemerals grow as far away as, you know, Maine and New Brunswick and things like that. And so if you start ordering them from far, far away, then you're introducing, even though they're the same species, they have different genetic makeup. And so you're kind of playing, you know, God or something with the genetics. And there's no law against it, but it's something Wild Ones recommends that you try to stay within 150 miles, you know, the area that a bird might eat a seed and travel a bit.
Right. So the whole idea is the native plants.
Right.
And
keeping
so
it local.
Yeah. Oh, and one more little tip for you about the kids trampling your ephemerals.
Right.
Two words for you. Concertina wire. Just saying. I like to help you out, Carol. I like to try to be there for you.
I'll add that to our gardening tip. So yeah. Remember, Triantalus borealis, Eugularia. That's the words of the day.
All right. Well, if you don't have the time to email those to me, I'm going to do a little research. I'm going to look them up so I can spell them correctly, and then we'll get those up on our website. Carol, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Have a good day.
Carol Andrews is the president of the Wild Ones Minnesota Arrowhead Chapter. She joins us every other Monday for Wild Gardening with Carol Andrews.